Radar. Odprta radijska.
Umetniško-teoretska.
Eksperimentalna platforma.
Študent.
Več na radiostudent.si. Pošiljnica Radar.
About your breathtaking, I want to know the recipe, also for the preparation, from where did you get instructions, if you got, and from where do you know the recipe? Mm.
Yeah, I was gonna caveat my recipe with the fact that I do it semi-regularly, but still, and when I'm in a good rhythm of doing it, then I don't have to look it up anymore. But I still go back to a recipe that my friend Emily Loazina, she was a baker for a little while, and she sent me her recipe.
Recept, ki ga je prinesel Jack tukaj, je bil recept, ki mu ga je dala ena prijateljica.
She delivered us some bread and it was really good. So then I was like, okay, I need this recipe. And prior to that, there was a bread book that I worked with this bread book, and I'd kind of had a recipe out of that, and that's how I learned to make a starter culture.
In takrat on je pripravil tukaj tudi droži z moko iz tega našega mlina v Petjagu, Mulino Drbolo. In v bistvu, od kadar on je takrat pripravil te droži, jaz sem obdržala te specifične, ki jih je on pripravil do zdaj. In je v bistvu zelo enostaven recept. Enostaven v smislu, da daš kar veliko droži.
It's quite a lot of starter. So you start with like 190 grams of starter. I've adapted it slightly and I will now mix, I think also because of Vida and how she adapted it.
Potem, ko sem se malo naučila, se mi zdi malo preveč. Tako da v bistvu je super recept za mogoče za pozimi, ko droži so malo manj aktivne, ker je mrzlo, ali pa če nasplošno imaš malo manj aktivne droži, se mi zdi. Tako da jaz potem v času sem kar spremenila malo proporcijo.
But I will mix that starter with the water. I think with about 300 grams of lukewarm water, and I whisk that together, and then I measure out the flour, and you can kind of do various quantities of white and wholemeal. I like to have a bit of rye because my starter is also made with rye flour at home, but this one I mainly did as white, and you get more impressive results with the white flour than the dark flour. So yeah, mix the flour, and I think it's like 480 grams of flour, something like
just Ubenem zanje biti mobil, gibki, prejudikati, brez, nomadizem, položaj, ustrojavščina, proces, napor, bolečina, za zanje uporabiti, da bila lastne, vodi, vidni, in vodi, resnični, modo, popularno, a, ma, in, vedno, centra, delo, in, ki gleda, vvarda, vtek.
Mira, ki jih je on prinesel, je bilo 400 gramov recimo bolj bele moke, 800 gramov bolj take, pa bi se reklo, polnozrnate moke, 160 gramov droži in recimo krog med 280 in 300 gramov vode. In to smo imeli napisan prav ta recept v izbi, tako da se ga spomnim in sem se s tem receptom naučila. Zdaj pa v bistvu sem reducirala, obdržim vedno moko na 400 plus 80 recimo in droži sem znižala na 90 gramov. Tako da v bistvu skoraj polovica to, kar je on imel v svojem receptu, in dodajam malo več vode, ker itak, ja, če imaš več vode, je malo težje recimo s tem delati.
Means my water quantity was off, but I think it's about 60% hydration. So yeah, then I gradually mixed the flour in. Actually, I just dumped all the flour on top of the liquid starter mix and then just gradually stir it in with a spoon until it's like a big sticky mess.
Tako da v bistvu potem procedura je tudi sledim, ker temu kar me je on naučil, sem spremenila nekaj reči v resnici. Torej, jaz najprej dam v eni skodeli druži in vodo, zmešam in potem v tem dam moko.
And I leave that for like 45 minutes.
Zmešam, pustim tam za pol ure 40 minut.
Water, which is like another, like say 40 grams of water with the salt, 12 grams of salt.
Dodam sol, ker s tem, da dodaš sol kasneje, se neki drugi procesi začenjajo.
And I mix that, dissolve that in the hot water and then add that. And it kind of, it's a bit tricky to add that, it kind of makes it a bit of a not, like it doesn't really want to go back in. It's like it thought it was done with being hydrated, but then you get that going, and then I leave that mix for half an hour, or if I forget it, an hour, and then stretch and fold that in the bowl. And again, I didn't have a surface to do any kneading this time, so I just really stretched out the dough with each fold. For those that can't see me, I'm lifting my fist out in front of me and stretching it out.
In potem v bistvu vlečem ta pok, kako bi se to reklo.
And I do that in repetitions. I kind of lose count how many times, but I'm just doing it by feeling of like, okay, now it's starting to rise a bit, and making sure that I've done enough, because there's no kneading. It really needs to make sure that those, you've done it enough times to really form the gluten and get it stretchy.
Da se ta gluten nekako, da postaje bolj močen, vsake pol ure za trikrat ali štirikrat, odvisno od temperature, odvisno od vremena, in potem nadim to zadnjo vlečenje in potem čakam eno uro. In potem je ta moment shaping, ki ga delam prav kot se mi zdi, kot ga mi ga je naučil Jack, pa sem se spremenila.
As you know, with sourdough, you're kind of piecing together different people's recipes, and with your own technique that you've found works, this kind of dark art.
Neviem, ker vmes sem tudi začela malo študirati dejansko to, tako da sem pogledala predvsem en video in iz tega sem se kar dobro naučila, kako delati te zadnje steps.
Then I shape it and flower the, what they're called, battens. Can't remember what they're called, the little wooden woven baskets. Flower them, shape the dough, put them in there and put them in plastic bag. And I leave it out for an hour outside again for a final boost before I put it in the fridge overnight.
In potem, ko v bistvu dam kruhu to košarico in pustim celo noč.
For like 10 hours of like slow proving, and then first thing in the morning, what's good about that technique is then first thing in the morning you can just preheat the oven or get a friend to preheat the oven for you and then put it straight in from the fridge.
In the same day you try just pecem.
Yeah, and that stage is preheating the oven for like an hour with the Dutch oven inside it, the pan, and then I flour that, pop it in, try not to burn my hands, slice open the loaf, put that in with the lid on, and max heat of the oven, like over 250 if it can go that high, 20 minutes, take the lid off, and then turn the oven down a little bit. If it's still pale, turn it down to like 200. If it's already started to cook, like get a bit brown, then turn it down even lower to like 170. And then leave that for another 20 minutes with the lid off, or 25, depending on how it's cooking.
In se mi zdi, da sem tako dobila en ritem. Običajno začnem po kosilu. Ta proces mi gre do skoraj do večera in potem celo noč v hladilniku in zjutraj ga spečem.
And then that's it. And then the hard part is you have to leave it to cool at least half an hour before actually eating it, otherwise you ruin it.
Ja, in od takrat v bistvu sem kar šla naprej. Ne delam kruh prav vsak teden, ga delam mogoče vsaka dva ali tudi vsaka tri. In se mi zdi, da tudi sem uspela zdaj zgraditi take droži, da zdržijo tudi, če jih ne uporabim v dolgem času. Sem dobila en super ritem, da vržem proč zelo malo. Tako da sem se, mislim, kar zelo naučila med tem, ko sem delala. Je bil tudi en čas, ko, mogoče ja, lansko leto, ko sem se odločila, da bom pekla kruh za celo vas, kar je malo nora stvar, ker plus sem peč, gre zelo počasi, v načinu, kakor delam jaz. Ampak je bilo lepo, ker potem vsak vikend v izbi sem dala tam kruh in ljudje so ga prišli iskat. In zato bi rada še to delala, bi rada bila verjetno eno boljšo pečico, imam že v glavi katero in so že neke, že razmišljamo z Filipom, kako mogoče on bi mi svojo prodal, kupil novo, na. Je res, da sem tudi zelo hvaležna Jacku, ja, in tudi Filipu in Suzanni. Ona dva sta malo bolj profesionalna v tem, tako da z njim se je imela prav, smo se hecali masterclass. Tako da sem jim jaz kazala, kaj sem delala z Jackom in to je basic knowledge, recimo. In oni potem so mi dajali neke zelo specifične, skoraj scientific informacije, kako zboljšati neke momente. Zdaj se spomnim tudi, da recimo je Filip, ko je bil tukaj prvič, je tudi on veliko pekel kruh in ne vem, če je mogoče tudi to, isto kot je Jack delal, to, da prineseš oziroma da vključiš to prakso delanja in delanja kruha tukaj, gre skupaj s tem, da hočeš dejansko iskati in si definirati, kateri je tvoj ritem življenja, tukaj v Topolovem, kjer je vse tako odprto in mehko, ne. Mogoče tudi ta kruh za te ljudi, ki so prinesli to prakso tukaj, iz katerih sem se jaz naučila. Ja, mogoče je šlo skupaj s tem. Je po mojem nekaj, ki se poveže tudi ja z ritmom življenja, kar je vsekakor nekaj, o čem smo se tudi z Jackom veliko pogovarjali, o tem, da ko prideš tukaj, tudi kot človek, ki ne živi tukaj, ne, se v bistvu padeš noter v neke specifične ritme, kaj je tvoj ritem dnevnega življenja in kako se ta ritem specifično vključi v ritme drugih tukaj v naši skupnosti, kar se mi zdi, da je zelo zanimivo nasplošno, v primerjavi z bolj samostojnim življenjem, ki ga vsi imate mogoče v mestih, kjer ritem svojega življenja ti sam definiraš, ne, tle je res nek poliritem, v katerem moreš nekako dobiti svoj prostor, tudi kot gost, recimo tukaj, na rezidenciji ali na daljšem bivanju. In se mi zdi, da da kruh in delanje kruha se perfektno nekako vključi v to vprašanje in tudi v tem iskanju svojega ritma. Jack je pripravil te droži tukaj in jih je pustil tukaj, ne? Tako da sem imela tudi neke vrste odgovornosti, recimo, da bi to peljala naprej, medtem ko če se ljudje tukaj naučijo in potem grejo domov, itak da začneš te družiti sam, se ti zdi vedno neka taka komplicirana stvar, da ne boš nikoli uspel, plus mogoče se naučiš nekaj tukaj, ko življenje ima neke specifične ritme in potem greš domov, kjer življenje ima kompletno drugačne ritme in itak kruh niti ne pade v tem. Tako da zame se mi zdi, da je bilo lažje, ker je ta kruh in ta ritual skoraj je nastal znotraj ritmov že našega življenja tukaj. Ampak je res, da je bilo zanimivo vprašanje za vse te mogoče ljudi, ki so prišli tukaj v rezidenci, kako dejansko si ustvariti, kaj rabiš, da si ustvariti tukaj eno življenje, tudi če kratko, ne. Verjetno neki ljudi rabijo to več, nekateri manj, ne, kako si strukturiraš dan, kaj rabiš, da dan dobi nek smisel, strukturo, ritem, ne, katere so te dnevne reči. Se mi zdi, da vsak ima nekaj, nekateri mogoče grejo na sprehode, recimo, vem, res vsak dan ob neki specifični uri, recimo, ja, bilo lepo zbrati to, kaj je to, kar ti nekako daja skoraj korenine v čas, se mi zdi, da te ukoreninijo, oziroma da se počutiš doma, ne samo v prostor, ampak v čas tega prostora, ki je itak tako drugačen od tvojega normalnega življenja, seveda. Je pa lepo, da sem enkrat nesla kot darilo Jacku v Rotterdamu te iste droži, ki se je on takrat pripravil in sem bil vesel in potem on je šel naprej s kruhom tam. Tako da je neka dolga zgodba tega kruha.
That's it. If you want an actual recipe, then I'll write it down for you.
Radar. Odprta radijska.
Umetniško-teoretska.
Eksperimentalna platforma.
Študent.
Večna radio student Pikasi. Pošiljnica Radar.